I'm Kristen Hetzel, vacation planner, world traveler, Disney foodie, and theme park fan.
I'm Al John Go. I'm the husband who's also Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel Comics fan. And together, we host a Disney List podcast.
Every week, you'll hear us list our favorite things about Disney theme parks, films, shows, travel, Marvel, and Star Wars in a top 10 list, rankings, and more.
That's an impressive list. Subscribe to the Disney List podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. You can even stream us on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and check out our live shows on Facebook. The Disney List podcast. Visit thedisneylist.com.
Eat the Pictures is a bite-sized movie podcast. Every week, we look at the ways different movies, from classic horror to rom-com, use food to tell stories on screen. Food unites us all. Let's explore it piece by piece on Eat the Pictures. Stay hungry.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, right now, if you're going to be visiting Disneyland Resort, you can stay there and save up to 15% on select hotel stays Sunday through Thursday nights from now through December 22nd. And this deal is available to be booked through December 15th and does include all three hotels. So Grand Californian, Disneyland, as well as Paradise Pier. And your travel must be complete by December 23rd.
And where can people contact you to book these amazing trips?
They can reach me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you for that travel deal. We've got some sponsors to make happy this show. Don't forget, this program brought to you by Shure. We use the MV7 podcast microphone bundle. And thank you to Shure for sponsoring this episode. We've got this SM7B, which is the broadcast standard, and they've shrunk it down to a nice little MV7, which we're using now. It's a dynamic microphone with USB and XLR outputs that'll make you sound like $1 million, paired with their awesome USB app, the Motif app, Shure Plus Motif app, so you can dial in the perfect tone. You want to step up your conference calls on Zoom, or you want to be a podcaster like ourselves, or maybe you've got this awesome studio set up for your home office. This will definitely help you step it up, right? It'll make you sound awesome. Check out the link in our show notes for the MV7 podcast microphone at Shure, SHURE.com. Also, Gator Frameworks, they provide stands and accessories for podcasters, content creators, music, gaming, all kinds of stuff, AV equipment, so much more. Check out the show note link there at GatorFrameworks.com and tell them the Dining at Disney podcast sent you.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
And I'm Al John. I'm her other half. Lifelong Star Wars, Disney, and Marvel fan, and also at the control room here for the podcast, joined by and Kat is on mute, and it's my fault.
It's my fault. Oops.
I muted you by accident, Kat.
I'm Kat, and I am on mute. Thank you.
Just like every Zoom call.
No, I'm Kat. I'm an experiential producer, a film historian, and I'm just very happy to be here. Just always happy to be here. So welcome to the show.
Yay. Hey, look, we got our crowd applause now. Isn't that awesome?
Yes. I wish it was really people.
Well, maybe we'll get, maybe you'll never know. We could do a Dining at Disney Live someday. That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would be kind of crazy.
That would be.
Yeah. Today we are going to be talking about gingerbread displays that you can check out, as Yay. Well as the holiday treat foodie guide for Disney.
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, by the way, if you haven't already, make sure to like and subscribe and click that bell for notifications. I just wanted to do this. That's all.
The little things in life.
I just wanted to do that.
Is After, dinner ready?
Dinner is prepared.
No, boy.
Okay. So let's dig into talking about the gingerbread.
Yes, let's. There's so many this year.
I love these gingerbread displays that they do. They're always, I can't imagine having to put that together. It's overwhelming to look at when you're thinking about putting it together, all the baking to go into something that you're not even going to get to eat.
Yep. It's just art. Beautiful, beautiful, delicious smelling art.
Yes.
Oh, I love this. I love the smell.
Yes.
It's so festive. You know?
Definitely.
Plus, it gets your mouth watering, honestly.
Yes. I got to see one of these in person this weekend.
Oh, nice.
At Disneyland.
Okay.
Ooh. I got to see the Haunted Mansion Holiday Gingerbread House this year, which is lovely.
Do tell.
It has Lock, Shock, and Barrel on it. It looks like a guillotine. It's magical.
The magical whole place guillotine. Smells.
It's a magical guillotine, yes.
Yeah.
And so this is in the attraction, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's in the dining room scene of the Haunted Mansion. And right now, of course, it's Haunted Mansion Holiday with the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay happening. And it's been like that since before Halloween. And it will stay like that until after Christmas. So if you haven't gotten to see it yet, still plenty of time to go and see it at Disneyland. It's beautiful.
Can you smell the gingerbread in the attraction?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You get more than 20 days and nearly 300 pounds.
Ooh.
And it has three moving elements.
That guillotine comes down.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. Looks so cool.
Yeah.
I love it. That's real artistry there, folks.
I don't think I have the patience to do that.
Well, it takes a steady hand, which you don't have it right now.
No. No, I'm just glad that I did not decide I wanted to be a surgeon in life, because that would have been an awfully expensive education that I could no longer use.
Well, you'd have to be like Dr. Strange and go ahead and get into the mystic arts, Kristen.
There you go.
Start spinning portals and defending our realm. That's what you need to do. Anyway.
I wish. That'd be fun, though. Just saying.
You just want to meet Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, I think his character's cool. I like that character. Okay, so over at Disney's Grand Californian, they're going to be having a Grand Gingerbread House there.
I love this.
It has not been completed yet. You have to wait till November 14th. So you've got, today's what, the 8th, right?
9th.
9th.
9th as we record
this. You got
this.
Five days to go. That's not bad.
Well, and if you thought 300 pounds was big, this is 600 pounds of gingerbread. And
it's tall.
It's tall, 12 feet wide, 7 feet tall. It's insane. You could fit a lot of chipmunks in there. A lot of Chippendales.
I could fit in there.
You could.
Yes.
You could live in there.
Be a little room to live in.
It would be a little house. A little house.
They rent that one out. It's $350 a night. Meals included.
What?
Wait, seriously?
No.
I'm like, where does it say that on the press release? I don't see that.
No.
Hey, I wouldn't doubt it.
Your face was so serious about it.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, Bob Paycheck, you know, he's got to get his. So.
Exactly.
You know, Bob's like, where can we make money off this?
No.
It only has 1 pound of pixie dust, but it has 200 in 50 pounds of fondant.
Oh, my. Yes.
And 25 hidden Mickeys.
That's wow. awesome. You know, that there is a lot of there's a lot of engineering that goes into making one of these that it's going to last that long because of all the weight that's on it. If you look at all that fondant and all the decorations they put on there. This gingerbread is industrial strength gingerbread, y'all.
You have to have like an architect help you make the designs for it.
They're, you know? They are not just food designers and master chefs. They are also Imagineers.
Truth. Truth.
Respect. So
yes, ahead. I was going to say, they also have, if you are wanting to check out, they have a limited time or a limited edition snow globe pen that you can get that features Chip and Dale.
It's so cute.
And you can stop by the GHC holiday cart to enjoy some treats. And these treats include the Mickey gingerbread, the following cookies, poinsettia, snowman, Christmas, and Hanukkah. Then there's also a holiday cookie box.
Love that.
And for those of you who like macaroons, they have an assortment of those. That's new this year. As well as a Kwanzaa sweet potato loaf and a New Year's cookie.
I'll take one of everything.
They also have crisp rice treats. I have a problem saying that. I think it's my brain wants to say Rice Krispie treat. Hot chocolate, hot apple cider, which is also available in an adult version, which you can get with Bailey's Irish Cream, Captain Morgan's Grand Marnier, or rum chata.
Oh, take a drink, y'all. Play along.
There is also a waffle shot that you can get with milk, low-fat milk, chocolate milk, or eggnog. And for adults, you can get it with one of the following: Bailey's Irish Cream, Captain Morgan's Grand Marnier, rum chata, but also you have amaretto. That sounds amazing. Butterscotch schnapps, Rumplemintz, Crown Royal apple, Screwball whiskey, and Fireball whiskey, and Louis the 13th.
I'll take the Louis, please.
I like the idea of that with the amaretto.
Oh, any one of those is great.
Rumplemintz is also good. I haven't had Rumplemintz in a long time. And we need to open up that Screwball peanut butter whiskey that you have down there. We haven't tried that.
Are you sure we didn't already finish that?
It's completely it's completely filled. It hasn't been opened. We need to try it.
Well, I guess so.
Okay.
Holiday to me and you.
And how.
Now, if you're heading down to Disneyland or California Adventure, you can also take home the gingerbread festivities with a gingerbread Mickey ear hat bowl. Or the gingerbread bottle topper. So that's pretty neat. All these gingerbread flavored inspired treats that look like Mickey is a gingerbread person or a foodie guide. Well, they have all kinds of stuff. They're, well, I'm trying to look for that. Trying to look for that thing.
The foodie guide?
No. Where's that Mickey ear hat bowl?
Above.
Oh, it's above?
It's got a little peppermint.
Oh, there it is. I see it. They're okay,
cute.
Cool.
It's really cute.
Oh, yeah. I like that. So, yeah, the Mickey ear hat bowl. Yeah, I'm down with that. What would you put in the ear hat bowl? Some
candy.
Some candies. The festive candies.
Peppermint ice cream from the Gibson Girl.
Oh.
That's what I'm about.
Oh, I like that. That's a great idea. And then the gingerbread bottle topper looks really cool, too, because, you know, it's a nice little Mickey face. So, you not like that?
Okay, so slightly off topic because we're talking about holiday treats. And I had messaged Kat the other day to ask her about some suggestions for somebody who's gluten free.
Oh, right.
Or making some holiday treats. And you said to me about making the bark. I found a recipe for a pecan cherry dark chocolate bark.
Ooh.
And I was like, I think that's what I'm going to have to make.
Tell Kristen's from up north because she didn't say pecan.
What? Anyway,
next, please.
Is that what you say, pecan?
No.
What do you say?
Pecan.
Oh. I think I probably say pecan.
You really?
That feels right.
It feels right?
Yeah. It's the hard A. It's the Michigan hard A. Bagel.
Oh, bagel.
Pecan.
Ah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. We're talking
about
this.
Try really hard not to, but if I'm not thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just go back to the, I go back to good times when I talk about the good times. Anyway.
I just say whatever comes out of my mouth. Let's like, sometimes it may be either. Sometimes it may be either. It's just.
You roll with it. Anyway. So over there at Walt Disney World Resort.
Yes.
We've got the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa starting today. Yes. As we record this on the 9th, you can view clouds of cinnamon billowing out of the chimney of the life-size Storybook gingerbread house made from a classic Austrian recipe. This house is adorned with white chocolate, candy canes, edible snowflakes, sugar poinsettias, and 25 hidden Mickeys. Along the porches, you'll find an 85-pound chocolate Santa. Hello, Santa. You look different than Santa's last time.
He's a little thin.
He's a little on the little side. Not to scale, y'all. Nutcrackers, toy soldiers, and snowmen that have all been hand-painted by the Grand Floridian bakery team. And can I tell you that when we've seen this in the past, it looks crazy. I mean, it thing's huge. So anyway.
Yep.
Yep. Kat, do you want to continue? Yep.
I do, because it has a little store in there.
Yes, it's true.
There's a little store in there. And because it's the 50th anniversary celebration still, of course, the iridescent colors are being added to this. So you'll be able to see some of those blues and purples that we've been seeing on all of our characters for the last however many months. And at this gingerbread house, you can get some of the following. Freshly baked homemade items, such as gingerbread Mickeys and shingles from that beautiful roof. Stollen bread, brownie Christmas trees, and chocolate peppermint bark. They're also selling house-made gingerbread ornaments and gingerbread houses. So if you guys want to do a little gingerbread project, you can get in on that. They also are going to start serving the gingerbread latte whoopie pie.
Oh, yeah.
This year. That sounds good. And, you know, these are popular everywhere. Hot cocoa bombs. You can get some hot cocoa bombs to make hot cocoa.
I'm working on perfecting my my hot cocoa ball make. It has not turned out quite right yet.
It's hard to get chocolate to do that.
And I knew what I didn't want it to be like, so I contacted Jewel since she's the culinary expert.
Oh.
And that's what her, you know, she went to, was it CIA?
Yeah, she went to Culinary Institute, yes.
Yeah, for her pastry degree.
She's cool. Amazing.
Yeah. So I know I was like, okay, this is what I want to make. What kind of chocolate? This is what I don't want. And like, she told me exactly and sent me links and everything to where to shop good. For the stuff. So, I just have to practice.
Yeah. Hopefully you can perfect it because I love me some hot cocoa bombs.
There you go.
Yes.
If hot cocoa isn't your thing, you can also get gingerbread cookie bags, marshmallow pops, caramel pecan fudge bars, gluten-friendly, plant-based, and no-sugar added treats, as well as the Grand Floridian Combo Box, featuring many fan-favorite treats, including the Chocolate Mickey ornament, exclusive to this box. It's very pretty. So, yeah, that awesome. Starts the 9th, which is today, if you're listening while we record. Yeah.
Now, over there at Animal Kingdom on the 23rd.
The Lodge. Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Animal Kingdom Lodge, rather. Yes, thank you. We'll have a life-size baby gingerbread giraffe. Aww. How cute. And a baby zebra. And this year continues a tradition that began last year with a life-size baby giraffe. Or should we say gingerraffe?
Yes.
So that's pretty neat. And then you'll also be able to see this adorable life-size baby zebra made of gingerbread, of course. And starting December 6th, you can even purchase a gingerraffe cookie to enjoy.
Aw, cute.
I love it. I mean, that's like, you know, death by cuteness and yummies at the same time.
Okay, so Disney's Beach Club Resort is one of my favorites. And if you head over there in the lobby, and they've been doing this since 1999, they have a life-size carousel. So I was right the first time when I said it was Beach Club, and I was like, no, that's Boardwalk. I was right
the first time.
Yeah. And it actually spins, which is crazy.
Cool.
The horse, as well as the carousel, they're made with chocolate, sugar, and fondant, and they have hand-painted characters and handcrafted gingerbread shingles and snowflakes to decorate it.
That's awesome.
And the horses are from the different Disney princess movies.
Oh,
cute.
Very nice.
It says they will have limited edition pens, mugs, holiday ornaments, and treats, which include the following. Cat.
Signature Stollen bread. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Stollen is?
Okay.
No.
It is like a kind of like a fruitcake bread. Better than fruitcake. It's not quite with all that like fake fruit in it. It actually has real like dried fruit instead of candied fruit
candy,
in it.
Candy cherries and
my
stuff.
Favorite okay. is one that they put marzipan in the middle of it.
Oh, okay.
And then it's topped off with powdered sugar. But they'll do them in different flavors too. So you can get like a cherry one and things like that.
I can only handle Stollen bread just so much because it's just like overboard. Like it's really good, but I can only take it in small doses.
Okay.
It's German origin. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. They also have candied pecans, plant-based, the trio of fudge, chocolate covered marshmallow snowmen, crispy rice treats, chocolate Mickey cookies, which are new, peppermint bark, gingerbread shingles, and for my gluten-friendly friends, chocolate gingerbread cookies and gingerbread cookies that are gluten-free.
Nice. I wonder if they're any good. Have you
I
had
don't
them?
Know. I've never had them.
Oh.
I was just thinking I haven't had gingerbread in years and years and years, so.
I wonder if they'll have some at Disneyland Resort for you to try.
If I could get a reservation at Disneyland Resort.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Grumble.
Ouch. Sorry about that, Kat. Sorry to pour salt in an open wound.
It's all good. I was there this weekend for Dapper Day, so I got my fix.
Oh, there you go. Yes, follow her on Instagram, y'all. Good stuff. So across the way over there at Boardwalk, Disney's Boardwalk Inn, you'll be sure to impress. Who writes these puns? Its display will be returning on the 17th. And they've got this,
the day after my birthday.
That's right. The Incredible Gingerbread Creation is a miniature edible version of your favorite spot along Crescent Lake, the Boardwalk Deli. That's a little bit of synergy there. Promotion.
Cool.
Before leaving, you can check out some of the other treats that you can take home with you, which will be Mickey Mini Sugar Cookies, Boardwalk Mickey Sugar Cookie, Giant Gingerbread Mickey Cookie, Gluten-Friendly and Plant-Based Gingerbread Mickey Cookie. So they have cookie of Mickey of all sorts of shapes and sizes and gluten-free varieties. They also have the Artisan Peppermint Marshmallows, Carnival Bark. I'm down with the bark, y'all. I love me some bark. And Gingerbread Frost Cocktail. Yo, I could totally see myself enjoying that.
Okay, so yeah. Over at Disney's Contemporary Resort, it will be the 11th year that the Contemporary Bakery team has created the Cinderella Gingerbread Castle. It is supposed to open on November 11th at 11 a.m. It is Mary Blair inspired. It has the brand new 50th anniversary overlay with 11 hidden five-legged goats.
Awesome.
They too will have limited edition pens, mugs, and holiday ornaments. And these are the treats that you can enjoy. Of course, new this year is the 50th anniversary gingerbread castle brick. There's a family tradition cookie box, and it's going to feature coconut macaroon from Chef Jeff's family, a sugar cookie from Chef Kelly's family, a butterball from Chef Am's family, and a kitchen sink cookie representing all the cast in the bakery coming together to bring this display back.
That is awesome.
They will also have a chocolate peppermint cookie, a Linzer cookie, a gluten-friendly five-legged goat sugar cookie.
Let's take a time out because for those of you that don't know, Mary Blair did the big contemporary resort. I guess you could say it's a
mural,
right?
Mosaic, right?
For lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. But there's a five-legged goat there that's hanging. So I know that there's someone uninitiated here listening to the show for the first time, getting some really cool pointers. But the thing is, you look up and you're like, why does that goat have five legs? And
why does the goat have five legs?
Because Mary put it in there as a little joke, right?
Or was it accidental?
I think she did it on purpose, of course. Of course. Right? I don't know.
Why not a three-legged goat?
I don't know.
Just saying.
I don't know. But anyway, I thought I would mention it, you know, and hopefully someone will Google it and really tell us the real story. But anyway.
We'll have to do some research on that.
Yeah, I believe she put it in there as a laugh.
So there's also going to be a dark chocolate peppermint holiday bar, hot cocoa bombs, and frozen drinks with an optional alcohol floater. These include the frozen coquito with a rum floater, frozen hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps, frozen apple cider with a fireball floater. I'll tell you, that coquito, because I used Disney's recipe and made the coquito. Oh my gosh, it's so good. So good.
Nice.
You guys.
Yeah.
I just Googled why there's a five-legged goat. I'm going to read this to you because it makes me love Mary even more than I already did.
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead.
Up among the blue and white goats, you'll see an odd fellow standing next to his friend. This goat will have five legs. Not featured on the tallest wall of the mural, this five-legged goat is a tribute to the Native American spirit, believing that nothing man creates can ever be perfect, for we are in fact only human. Blair added an intentional mistake with her five-legged goat.
Nice. That is a cool story.
I love it.
I love it. Big ups to Mary. I love it. Let's see here. So
gingerbread martini.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want me to take it?
Go for it.
All right. So the gingerbread martini that will be featured in a bunch of different resorts across Walt Disney World will feature Absolut Elix vodka, rum chata cream liqueur, and gingerbread spice featuring a rim of gingerbread freshly baked in the resort bakery. It's a perfect blend of sugar, spice, and everything nice. And you can find this over there at the Grand Floridian Cafe, Citricose. Also, the Enchanted Rose at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, Boma, Flavors of Africa, and Sanaa at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, Chef Mickey's Outer Rim over there at Contemporary, and at Cape May Cafe at Beach Club. And that's pretty awesome. And then, also returning this year will be some awesome gingerbread merch and pin signings with our pastry chefs.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Dates and times will vary by resort, so I would say you might want to maybe call ahead, perhaps, to the resort to see what's going down with that, because you never know. I think it'd be really cool, like a little keepsake, because you know what? The Disney chefs and the pastry chefs, they don't get enough love because they're awesome. So get a little piece of memorabilia, Kat.
Definitely. Well, moving over to my favorite thing, the American Adventure at Epcot, featuring the best song ever, Two Brothers. beginning November 25th, you can see classic monuments recreated in gingerbread. Versions of the Lincoln Memorial, Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, the American Adventure Building with Regal Eagle Smokehouse, crafts, drinks, and barbecue, and a festival kiosk. So there'll be all these gingerbread little things when American Adventure reopens. I know they're closed right now, but I'd be interested to see this. And then obviously go see the show because it's the best show ever. And then also the Disney Cruise Line is getting in on the fun. For it's the Disney Wishes inaugural holiday season with an 8-foot tall, 8-layer masterpiece of a gingerbread house.
That's awesome.
All the ships apparently are doing that.
Can you imagine? You better not hit any rocky water.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
A unique display in each atrium. It's
very nice.
Each gingerbread house is unique to each individual ship, and they're doing a competition.
Okay.
Whoever has the best house. Which ship has the best house? Well, that's nice. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I like those. I like it when they have those intercompany,
yeah,
you know, contests, if you will. But anyway.
Yeah.
I know we had said we were going to also do the foodie guide to holiday treats. Do we want to do that in another show so that we're not like over an hour long?
Well, sure. We can do that.
So, okay. We will save that for another show.
Okie dokie.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it. Well, there comes the exit music. So you know what that means.
That means we hope you enjoyed today's show. And if you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.
Wait. You mean that?
Yes.
What you were waiting for?
Yes. Those of you who want to support the show, you could donate to us on Anchor monthly for as little as 99 cents. That's right, just 99 cents. Goes a long way. You can also support us because it is that time. You're going to be doing your shopping. You're going to Amazon. You're going to be getting stuff at the Disney store. You can shop our links on diningatdisney.com. And if you're staying at a resort over at Walt Disney World and you need groceries delivered, you can click on our link for Garden Grocer. And as soon as I add it, but you can find in the show notes, is going to be our link for Kingdom Strollers.
So I added it. I added it last week.
You add it to the website?
Oh, not to the website, but to the podcast. Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
That's why I said you'll find it in the links below.
Gotcha. Hey, by the way, you can find me at Aljohn. Aljohn Go on Instagram. I had to think about it for a minute. And you can also find me on our sister show there, Skull Rock Podcast. So be sure to check it out. It's Andreas Deja month. And we sit down and talk to him for like ever. And he talks about everything under the sun. So please check that out. Please follow us on all the social media channels as well. Dining at Disney's on Instagram, as well as Facebook and Twitter. And of course, you can also find Kristen there at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. That's her email. You can email her with your request for your next Disney vacation, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Universal, or any cruise line. Her services are free, and save the time and aggravation by emailing her, and she will set you up on your next awesome trip. Kat?
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. If you enjoyed this podcast, and we hope you do, check out our friends' podcast, The Disney List, of course, Skull Rock Podcast, like Aljohn just mentioned, and my little podcast, Eat the Pictures. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Until next time, I have been Kat, that has been Kristen, and Aljohn. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Aljohn Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljohn Go, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.